mine tonight.
I'll did it my way.
Barry Longford. Real world.
Quarters.
Hello, this is John Peel.
Rock at the baby.
Briefly summarise.
1 minute.
Also,
musical pandemonium.
Butch, but
quite excellent, I am.
Very enjoyable creature.
Manger.
Lullaby.
Baby, I'm just.
Beautiful.
Wake up, wake up.
F off back to Russia. WRCT right there in the Pittsburgh. Zombo in your brain.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, there's a good, mighty good Wake Her Upper song. For you rotten bums out there, Hawkwind from the Electric Teepee record, which came out, I think, late 90s. But this was something I got a hold of this year. I had a listener actually request that song. And I was like, oh, my God, what a great tune. What a fantastic tune. So I had to get the entire Hawkwind catalog. But I love that tune. I'll be playing another Hawkwind tune later. Once again, I know it's old, but it's something that I discovered this past year, the courtesy of one of you listeners. So that's how some of this stuff, that's how some of this stuff works every now and then. How are you bums doing? That's good. So glad to hear. Into the third quarter of 2023, as far as my finds, new releases, reissues. And I am just finished up with cataloging the fourth quarter. And there's a lot of music, so I think might muscle all the way. And this is weird, isn't it? January is unusually long this year. I can't believe it's like mid-January. It feels like, hello, this month should be over already. Well, this is a weird, usually February does this. Usually February's like, yeah, it's only 28 days. But man, it seems like a century long. So, yeah, I don't know, man, how that works. But, whew. Needless to say, I want to try and continue with the best music of 2023 into February, if we ever get out of January, which I'm sure we will. We'll muscle right out of this thing. So this is part of the show where just things are getting started, obviously. 4 minutes into the show. A long way to go. And a lot of music to play. And, yeah, and you guys just hanging out there. That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. You know, and, no big gigantic snowstorm, as was predicted. And I think when Snowpocalypse hit, what was that, about 10 years ago? It was crazy, crazy. And I remember, I think I came into the studio that following Friday. Not that Friday, Snowpocalypse, but I think the Friday afterwards. I think so. I don't know. I looked on my logs. I'm like, yeah, that was Snowpocalypse. So, hey, so needless to say, new schedule is going to be coming out pretty soon. I do not know when my repeat show is going to be coming on. Right now, the Zombo Deep Archive airs Thursdays, 4 in the morning till 7 in the morning. And that is replaying shows from about 10 years ago. Maybe 12. No. Wow, it's 13 years ago now. So, yeah, so actually goes 2010. No, it'll be even another year because it's 14 years ago. 14 years ago. So, and it's kind of neat to revisit those old shows. They sound just like the new shows, only crunchy. What do we got here? Should I tell you something? It's early. Do I really want to tell you anything? We want to kick back and listen to some cool music, don't we? Yeah, we do. Because I always talk about the third person. Don't we want to do that? Okay, we're going to take a bath now. All right, now we're going to get the shut. No, we aren't. I am, not you. All right, we're going to go see if we can drill that. No, not we, me. You're going to do it to me. And I hate these when they make the plural thing just to kind of trick you. It's like a little kid trick. Okay, we're going to the doctor now. No, I'm going to be going to the doctor. You're going to be sitting out there while he's rectally examining things. Damn, I hate when that happens. Most of the time. Not all of them. But needless to say, here's a new... So today, these next two artists I'm going to play come out with so much music. Delaney Davidson from Canada comes out with like about three albums a year. Two or three albums a year. Wow. And Billy Childish comes out with like an album a month. And I got one of his aliases is the William Loveday intention. And it started out kind of like as a Bob Dylan thing. Then it just kind of like morphed into something kind of like even different than that, which was kind of the first couple of the William Loveday things were straight up Bob Dylan ripoffs, which I couldn't quite understand. And they weren't that interesting. But some of the stuff is cooler. And then let's see what else. There's a big, of course, another Pink Floyd gigantic box set reissue of early stuff that I really like. So going to be playing some from that. See, I hardly ever give you guys previews of what you're going to hear. because I usually don't know what I want to play. But this is from the new Delaney Davidson album, and this is The Bad Luck Man. Zombo in Your Brain, RCT. That's what I'm talking about. That is one prime Zombo coolness set in that last section. Going all over the board and just kind of whoop, everything just cooler than the last. That was a single that I got this past year, Holly Golightly with the Masonics doing You Can't Keep a Sometimes Friend Forever. Martin Newell, better known as the guy from The Cleaners from Venus, another one of his releases I was able to get this past year. The Janglin' Man, nice tune. New band, The Fuzz Stains, doing Rip Off. Nico Case, there's a new Johnny Paycheck tribute record that came out, and that was a Johnny Paycheck tune. If I'm going to sink, might as well go through the bottom. Older Kaiser single, Monkey Train, and we heard, I think I started off with, what was before Monkey Train? I think we started off with that. I don't know. Might have been the Pink Floyd thing. Yeah, Pink Floyd. Lucy Leave, and wow, sounding a lot like Robin Hitchcock. So somehow, Pink Floyd got in a time machine, went into the future, heard Robin Hitchcock, and then went back and recorded that. That was Syd Barrett with Pink Floyd, Lucy Leave, one of these like gigantic box sets of stuff that came out last year. William Loveday Intention, a.k.a. Billy Childish, Fire in the Mountain. And let's see here. Oh, then we heard Bad Luck Man by Delaney Davidson. There you be. Now, that's all over the board, man. We got some older stuff, some newer stuff, and then got some like hip stuff, and got some cool stuff, and some country stuff, and some like garage stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Woo! Man, it feels good. All right, it gets me juiced when I get into that section of this kind of thing. I don't know what the hell Kenny Joe is looking at here. Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah. I was trying to get his. All right, let's get tell you about some shows here on the station. You want that? Let's try something different. Let's see what we got here. That's too long. Echo Chamber. Anybody out there? If you're out there, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and listen to good music. There you go with that bit of business. All right, Courts in Session. That's right. You're rocking the tourney. Eric Jackson Lurie for 2.5 hours of rock and roll and country and soul with a focus on new music and your favorite classic artists, especially if your favorite classic artists came out with new music. Thursdays, 8 p.m. Don't know when the re-airing is, but it's on WRCT Pittsburgh. All right. And, that's a lot of reading. I don't think that's going to happen in this lifetime. There's way too much reading on that one. How you guys doing? That's so good. Zombo recap in 2023, continuing. Recapping 2023. Because what I do is I collect all this music all year long. And you know, I'm doing all these theme shows, so I never get to play the stuff as I get it. I just squirrel it away and wait for December, January, and possibly February. It used to be only like a 4-week show. And then I start getting more and more music. And because to me, it's like an exercise in memory, too. I have to like, so I catalog all this stuff down. And then I have to go in and hear it again, because I'm always listening to music, always listening to new stuff. I go in in December and go, oh, yeah, I think this song off this album was good. Oh, yeah, this song off this song I can't play because it's got an F-bomb in it. So I got to remember a lot of stuff. So it's a big, giant game of Husker Du I have to do, and I don't have any Husker Du to play. I am not a Husker Du doer. Let's see here. What else? I should tell you about what else? Oh, I know it would be a fun thing to tell you guys about. And where is those current PSAs? These are the brand new ones. Yeah, ain't they? You want to know about vaping, vestibular disorders? They're all kinds of nice stuff. Window to your health. Now, that sounds tasty. Or do I want migraines at school? Or your grains? Or everybody's grains? I don't want migraines at school. I want migraines at home. I don't go to school. All right. Your eyes are the window to your health. And when was the last time you had your brain examined? Ah, millions of people. Common problems. That's right. The window to time to schedule an eye exam and a brain exam. Go to this website. You ain't this is pointless. It's pointless. This website is just like www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. Now, you guys remember that? If you guys remember that, you have a fantastic memory. Most people don't have that fantastic memory. But they're going to go, oh, yeah, I should get an eye exam. And then they're just going to go back to sleep. So they should have like a real number or something. But these websites are pointless. You know, when you got the backslash and the double dots, it just make, why couldn't it just be like www.healthyeyes.com? You do that, you go to Healthy Eyes, you get your eyes healthy, and then it's the window. That's right. You can be the window viper. What else do we got going on there, man? Yeah. So that's a little smidgen of levity for you. How about that? How about that? What's shaking, Beacon? Nothing? It's that time of the year. That's right. We're almost getting through winter. Almost is that trudge. That trudge. You remember way back when? Way back when? Late November. We're thinking, okay, we came a long way so far. The days are starting to get a little longer, and it's like about 40, 50 days till spring. That's a good feeling, man. Spring, summer, fall, awesome. Winter, not so awesome. But then you got the even you get a sunny day, even if it's like 3 degrees and it's sunny, the sun's out. Doesn't feel so bad. It's this gray gloom. The gray gloom and the white snow, not very good palette color, you know. You get the dead brown trees and the gray sky. Not one of my favorite color combinations. And the white on the ground, the white snow. So you got white, brown, and gray. It's like an old tintype photograph. And not pleasant colors. Not pleasant colors. But, you know, could be worse. Could be black and black, black, and more black. Midnight. A terminal midnight with no sunshine. I know some of you folks would like that. Some of you goth folks out there, yeah, that sounds awesome. But believe me, after a while you're going to get, man, I wish I could see the sun. You know. Then again, I don't know. Some of you folks, I do have 3 or 4 listeners that are certified vampires. A bunch of zombies listening to the show. A few vampires and a good handful of werewolves. That's pretty much my audience. If, you know, you're one of the, you know who you are, too. Couple ghouls. I have a couple ghouls that listen to the show, but they really don't have good sleeping habits. So they're usually sleeping during the show. So not too many ghouls. But my show basically consists mostly of zombies. Zombies are a big part of this listening audience. Okay? Mm-hmm. But the rest of you guys are all right, too. That's right. I watched this documentary on Billy Childish, and the dude's pretty miserable. But he does nothing but work on music, like every day, music and artwork. His artwork's pretty cool. But he lives in this little town in England, and everybody always makes fun of him because he dresses like he's from, like, the 1890s. And, you know, he seems like a guy you just don't want to hang out with. Because he's going to get really drunk and, like, just punch you or yell at you for no apparent reason because you looked at him sideways. He seems like that kind of guy. But, boy, what a musical genius. But I wouldn't trade that. They always say, oh, would you trade that? Would you want to be a musical genius just to be tortured mentally? Nah. I'd rather be a happy-go-lucky dodo. That's the sound of a happy-go-lucky dodo. Just like that. He came out with another record. He got together with James Taylor. Not James Taylor, the you got friend James Taylor, but the really hip, cool organ player James Taylor. And I don't know why that guy didn't change his name for show business. The James Taylor Quartet. Because those guys killing it. But you see, James Taylor Quartet, and you're thinking, oh, man, you're going to hear You Got Friend or Who's That? Wow, what a horrible song, Walking Man. He tried to come out with his other song called Walking Man back in, the 80s. He tried to still be relevant. Even though Mudslide Slim was a good record, I gotta admit, Mudslide Slim was a good. I gotta say that record holds up, but you get into like it's really too bad because I mean, not everybody's a Leonard Cohen, not everybody can come out with like one genius album after another. You'll get that slump. You know what I thought was kind of odd? Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer started getting into this whole new wave stuff, which was some of his best material, but I never knew about it. He actually. Someone posted a clip of him doing Devo's Girl You Want. I never know he did that song. And that's the weird thing about Robert Palmer, man. He looked like the picture of health, you know? I don't know how this guy dropped dead at like a 40-some years old. Good-looking dude, slim, seemed to have a fairly, you know, healthy lifestyle. Dude just, boom. I forgot how he died, but it was like something like weird. Some kind of, probably some cans. Probably the big C. Probably got the big C. But it's really weird to see that, okay, you can understand how this guy died. Man, this guy did a whole hell of a lot of drugs. He was like a billion pounds overweight, and he just did. The other weird thing about rock and roll, which I think is just bizarre, is how it went from, in the 1970s, pure hedonism to now, which is almost like puritanical. Back in the 70s, it was like, hey, you hear about like Jimmy Page, man? He had these two 14-year-old girls living with him for 2 months, man. Really? And he didn't end up in jail? No, man. That's cool. Hey, did you hear about Gene Simmons and how many underage women that they, and all of this stuff? And they threw all this furniture out the window at this hotel. And then they caught this one. Then Keith Moon. So you hear all this stuff. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And still in the back of your mind, you think, yeah, that's legendary. Wow. What those guys did, all those drugs, all that, you know, promiscuousness, all of that. And then you get nowadays where it's kind of like, well, you know, I think this whole thing with the anti-flag is pretty bizarre, too. I mean, that all of a sudden it's kind of like, okay, well, we're done. Really? Yeah, we're done. So it's just bizarre. Not that I condone any kind of behavior like that, but how in the 1970s was that okay? How was that okay 40 years ago, 50 years ago? Well, it was a different time back then. It wasn't really a different time back then. But that's the weird thing about it. Because we even say now, yeah, we're more. And the cool thing is, because a lot of things loosened up. I think it's for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Back around the 70s, the whole gay thing, the whole thing. Man, that was rough. That was rough. You know, and then you get into now, it's like, hey, you're gay. Hey, that's cool. Come on in. And it's just wonderful. And then you get like all the trans stuff where it's like, hey, I want to do this. Fine by me. So it's just really interesting that a lot of the stuff that was repressed, you know, in the 70s and 80s comes out now. And then all the stuff that was back in the 1970s, that's repressed and that's taboo now. Isn't that funny? Not really. It's just weird humans. It's just damn weird humans. We can't make up our mind and we're just always doing weird stuff. But, you know, I just think that it's a teeter-totter. And what good does it talk about it? But it's just an interesting, just an observation. Because people still talk about all the legendary, you know, hedonism of the 1970s rock and roll. As if it's okay. As if it's still okay. How come cancer culture hasn't really got into Led Zeppelin now? You know, people said, well, Morrissey said this. I want to cancel Morrissey. You know, Salvador Dali was a fascist. I want to stop canceling. Why aren't we going after Kiss? Why isn't anybody going after Kiss? Why isn't anybody going after Led Zeppelin? Where's the cancer culture there, man? Boy, talk about selective. And Kiss was pretty bad too. Kiss was even writing songs like Christine 16. Come on, dude. That's even a song. Or the Ted Nugent songs. You know, how come he's not getting canceled? He's too nuts. He wouldn't even care. He'd probably like the attention. So that's the thing that gets me. It's just like, where's the line at? Where's the line at? How are you okay here and not okay here? I don't draw the line. I just look at it and think it's fascinating. I pass no judgment on nobody. I'm just watching the freak show, man. And it is quite, quite interesting. So how are you guys doing? Woo! Ah! Mizio. Let's get in, too. So the other thing is Billy Childish. Billy Childish, once again, doing a bunch of stuff. I haven't even got getting back to the point I started on. Got together with James Taylor and did a thing called the Guy Hamper Trio. And this stuff is kicking. This is All the Poisons Are in the Mud. Zombo in Your Brain. Recapping 2023. RCT. We'll be right back. Little single there from Dick Dickerson, Bucket of Blood. And we heard Mel Ramaca by Thievery Corporation. Greatest Hits came out last year, and that was nice to get a hold of that. And the set started off with the Guy Hamper Trio featuring James Taylor on the organ. And obviously a different James Taylor, okay? Just got to keep reiterating that. The guy couldn't even go to Jim Taylor, which would have been smart. But nah, it's got to be James Taylor. Got to be same James Taylor. And then, yeah, well, he's a killer organ player, though. Man, ouch. Zombo recap on 2023. Right now, this next little section is going to be Surf 45s. All Surf Rock 45s. Most of these are old. Actually, I think all of these are. Let me look. Yep, they're all pretty much pretty old. Well, it's nice scoring all these old 45s last year and revisiting them. Familiar with a couple of the tunes? But some are nice little surprises. How are you guys doing? It's coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. Boy, it feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Feels good to be alive. Take a nice deep breath. Feels good. Feels good. This life thing. This life thing is interesting. It is very interesting. It's very fascinating. It's very fascinating. It is. I think it's fascinating. But that's just me. I am very fascinated by it. And very vacillated by it, too. You want to hear a PSA or a promo? No, you don't. You want to hear more cool music. Hang out with me. Yeah, that's right. Just you and me hanging out. Playing groovy, cool music. Recapping 2023. A band I always really thought was pretty much under... well, everything I play on the show is pretty much underappreciated. That's one of the main reasons. I don't know if I'm drawn to underappreciated music. You know, oh, this music's really appreciated. Well, I don't want to play it because it's already appreciated. I want to play music that hasn't been appreciated yet so people could possibly start to appreciate it. That's all I'm just thinking about is just like, let's just play this and we can all appreciate it together. That sounds like a fine idea. Play some underappreciated music and appreciate it. Doesn't get any simpler than that. Here's Huevos Rancheros with a song called Cindy with an S. Zombo, and you're appreciated. I appreciate you listening, too. And your brain.